Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says he will not run for governor of California. That race already has a couple of former mayors, Antonio Villaraigosa from here in L.A., Gavin Newsom, who is now California's lieutenant governor and former mayor of San Francisco. Well, Garcetti tweeted over the weekend that his immediate plans are to stay put in his current position. But he also didn't do anything to dismiss rumors about running for higher office. Kevin Roderick is here to talk about it on today's LA Observed. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
So what exactly did the mayor say about this, I don't know, this chatter that's been going on?
Yeah, let's note that he responded to something that wasn't really officially on the table. He never said before that he was running for governor and never actually taken any concrete steps for governor. He's out there certainly doing a lot of politicking outside the city. So what he did on Sunday, I'm not exactly sure why he picked Sunday, but he posted three tweets on Twitter announcing that he was not running for governor. Thank you for asking. And I am passionate about my city and my family. Both are here in Los Angeles.
Garcetti has already gone to New Hampshire this year, Kevin, to help a candidate win there. And a spokesman says he's also planning to travel to South Carolina to talk about jobs sometime in the next few months. So what is it that New Hampshire and South Carolina have in common? Let me think here. Yeah, they have early primaries.
Yes, well, he also was in Nevada earlier in October. Remember to speak to a Democratic national group there. So he certainly going out and making sure that he's introducing himself to Democrats around the country in these key states. That doesn't mean he's going to try to get on the ballot. That would be a big step for a mayor, even from Los Angeles. But, you know, he did win really easily last year and by a large margin. And he's got political capital to use right now. And the Democrats are talking about him, some with excitement about being a new star in the Democratic Party. So it feels like what's happening now is Eric Garcetti's sort of playing that out. And he's taking key posts in national and even international organizations of mayors, and he's making sure people are getting familiar with his name and a little bit of his politics.
He's certainly pretty young, right, as candidates go, mid to late 40s. No mayor, Kevin, has ever secured a major party nomination for president. And if he does indeed have eyes on the White House, then how does he raise his national stature?
Well, you know, there's a reason for that about mayors. A mayor is really just not enough of a base to build a presidential campaign on, or enough to get people all across the country excited about you. And you know, frankly, I'm not sure that being the mayor of Los Angeles gives Eric Garcetti that much more of a leg up than any other place.
But Mike Bloomberg pondered it, right, as mayor of New York, but he's about it.
And he was famous before he was mayor of New York. And Eric Garcetti was not, right? But I think people in, you know, this field of young Democrats and even Republicans can look at, well, Barack Obama was an obscure state senator in Illinois just 4 years before he became president. And I think that's the sort of thing that gives hope to aspiring politicians. And, you know, we don't know if that's what Eric Garcetti's thinking. But, you know, people have been saying about him ever since he came out of Occidental College, where he was teaching government and ran for the city council, that he had aspirations to some kind of higher office.
Is there, do you think, Kevin, a California bubble? Democrats are in firm control of this state, but they're not in many other states across Middle America and across the country. How does somebody from California, left coast, win across the country?
Well, I do think the Democrats here are in a bit of a bubble politically and in what they understand about the rest of the country and what the rest of the country understands about us. You know, how do you win in these days? You differentiate yourself. And, you know, I don't know that Eric Garcetti's issues in Los Angeles are the ones that will really help him in Missouri and New Hampshire and places like that. But he's trying to find out.
All right. Kevin Roderick with today's LA Observed. Kevin?